We want to welcome you to this series on supernatural living and healing through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi ngucapkan wilujeng sumping kasadere kang ngiring seri kahirupan supraalami sarang penyembuhan ngalangkungan karunia-karunia Roh Suci.
My name is Dr. A.L. Gill.
Nami abdi nyaeta Dr. A.L. Gill.
And God has been ministering, had us ministering in many, many nations of the world.
Allah parantos ngalayanan kagungan urang anu ngalayanan seueur bangsa di dunya.
And one of the greatest privileges of our hearts is to be able to bring you this revelation on how to live in the supernatural.
Jeung tina hak istimewa tina hate urang nyaeta tiasa nyanda kasaderek pernyataan kumaha hirup secara supraalami.
We're going to study these gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Urang bade diajar karunia-karunia Roh Suci ieu.
As a way of life.
Tina hiji gaya hirup.
The gifts of the Holy Spirit
karunia Roh Suci
are not something that are just to operate after the song service and before the announcements on Sunday morning.
Sana hiji anu ngoperasikeun kasadere terang atos kabaktian pujian sareng sateuacana bewarana dina enjing Minggu.
They're a way of life.
Karunia eta hiji gaya.
They're a way of living.
Karunia hiji gaya ngajalankeun hirup.
And we're going to study these gifts as is supernatural living through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Kurang bakal diajar karunia jadi kehidupan supraalami ngalangkungan karunia Roh Suci.
We're going to discover a whole new way of living.
Kurang bakal nimukeun gaya hirup anyar sakabehna.
When we receive Jesus as our Savior.
Di waktos urang narima Yesus jadi juru selamat urang.
When we were born again.
Di waktos dilahirkeun deui.
We became new creations.
Urang jadi ciptaan anyar.
We became spiritually alive.
Urang jadi hirup secara rohani.
We are spirit.
Urang nyaeta roh.
We have a soul.
Urang ngagaduhan hiji jiwa.
We live in a body.
Urang hirup dina hiji raga.
But it's spirit.
Ngan jadi roh.
We're to live in the spirit. Move in the spirit.
Urang hirup dina roh, bergerak dina roh.
And every day of our life we live in the realm of the supernatural spirit of God.
Urang unggal dinten hirup urang hirup dina alam supraalami roh Allah.
And through the operation of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngaliwatan damalanana kurnia Roh Kudus.
We're going to find a whole new way of living.
Urang bakal nampi hiji cara hirup anu anyar.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
In 2 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 14.
Dina 2 Korintus pasal 13 ayat 14.
It talks about the communion of the Holy Spirit.
Nyarioskeun persekutuan dina Roh Kudus.
Many people think about when we think about God.
Jalmi mikir ngeunaan Allah waktu urang mikir eta.
And how he's manifested in three distinct persons.
Sareng kumaha anjeunna dinyatakeun dina tilu pribadi anu beda.
We think about the Father, he.
Urang ngeunaan Bapa, anjeunna.
The Son, he.
Putra, anjeunna.
And the Holy Spirit, it.
Sareng Roh Suci, hiji barang.
No, the Holy Spirit is a real person.
Sanes. Sanes hiji barang, Roh Suci eta hiji pribadi.
And we need to learn how to come into a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Urang kudu diajar kumaha lebet hiji hubungan sareng Roh Suci.
Just as we come into a personal relationship with the Father and the Son.
Kami sapros urang lebet hubungan pribadi sareng Bapa sareng Putra.
To commune with the Holy Spirit.
Kanggo hirup sareng Roh Suci.
To walk with the Holy Spirit.
Kanggo maju rasa sareng Roh Suci.
And just become a friend of the Holy Spirit.
Sareng jadi sobatna Roh Suci.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
A whole new way of living.
Hiji gaya hirup nu anyar.
Through the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Ngalangkungan karunia Roh Suci.
In 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6.
Dina hiji Samuel pasal 10 ayat 6.
Samuel said to Saul.
Samuel nyarios ka Saul.
This is in 1 Samuel chapter 10 verse 6.
Ya ayat dina hiji Samuel pasal 10 ayat 6.
The Spirit of the Lord will come upon you in power.
Kulantaran kitu Gusti bakal ngawasaan ka anjeun.
And you will prophesy with them.
Anjeun bakal salamina sasarengan sareng anjeunna.
And you will be changed into a different person.
Sareng anjeun bakal dirobih jadi jalmi sanes.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us in power.
Dina waktu Roh Suci lungsur ka urang sareng kawasa.
We are changed.
Urang dirobih.
We're no longer natural.
Urang teu jadi jalma biasa.
We're supernatural.
Urang jadi supraalami.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us in power.
Di waktu Roh Suci turun ka urang sareng kawasa.
Samuel said to Saul, and you will prophesy with him.
Samuel nyarios ka Saul anjeun bakal nubuat jeung jamaria.
To prophesy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Bernubuat nyaeta salah sahiji kurnia Roh Suci.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon us in power,
waktu Roh Suci turun ka urang sareng kawasa,
we will begin to prophesy.
Urang bakal ngamimitian bernubuat.
Or operate in any of the other 9 gifts of the Holy Spirit. Hatang
ngadamel dina karunia Roh Suci mana wae tina 8 karunia eta.
And you'll be changed into a different person.
Saderek bakal dirobi jadi saurang nu beda.
We're no longer living the natural.
Urang teu hirup biasa-biasa wae.
We'll live and walk in the supernatural.
Urang bakal hirup sareng leumpang secara supraalami.
And these supernatural gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Jeung karunia-karunia supraalami tina Roh Kudus.
Will be in operation in our lives everywhere we go.
Urang bakal barang damel dina hirup urang ka mana wae.
A supernatural way of life.
Gaya hirup supraalami.
I tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes upon us.
Abdi masihan terang di waktu Roh Suci turun ka urang.
We're changed into a different
urang
person.
Diroba jadi jalma nu beda.
And we begin to walk on the supernatural.
Urang mimiti leumpang di luhureun cai supraalami.
Like Peter getting out of the boat.
Petrus nu kaluar tina parahu.
And beginning to walk on the supernatural waters.
Jeung mimiti leumpang di luhureun cai supraalami.
As we study these things together.
Sawatara urang diajal hal-hal ieu sasarengan.
We're going to all get out of our boats.
Urang sadaya bakal kaluar tina parahu-parahu urang.
And we're going to begin to walk on the supernatural waters.
Urang mimiti leumpang di luhureun cai supraalami.
And experience the supernatural.
Pengalaman supraalami.
Are you ready to be changed into a different person?
Nah, saderek siap dirobah jadi saurang nu beda?
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Puji Gusti, puji Gusti.
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 19 and 20.
Dina Efesus pasal 1 ayat 18 sareng 20.
It says here in Ephesians 1 beginning in verse 19.
Dina Efesus 1 mimiti ayat 18.
It talks about the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe.
Ieu nyarioskeun ngeunaan kawasana nu luar biasa ka urang nu percaya.
How great is the power of God?
Kumaha gedena kawasa Allah teh?
That power that created this universe.
Kawasa eta nu nyiptakeun alam semesta ieu.
Is toward us who believe.
Ditujukeun ka urang anu percaten.
How many believers do we have?
Sabaraha loba jalmi nu percaya?
All right.
Hade.
All of us are believers and not doubters.
Urang sadaya nu percaya jeung lain anu sangcaya.
Those of us who believe.
Urang nu percaya.
Will experience the exceeding greatness of his power.
Bakal ngalaman kawasa nu luar biasa.
According to the working of his mighty power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead.
Nurkeun karyana nu maha agung dina ngadamel dina waktos Kristus digugahkeun deui anjeunna tina maot.
And seated him at his right hand in the heavenly place.
Katanyalikeun anjeunna di katuhueun nu maha kawasa di sorga.
Resurrection power.
Kawasa ngagugahkeun.
The same power that raised Christ from the dead.
Kawasa nu sami ngagugahkeun Kristus tina maot.
Is toward us who believe.
Ditujukeun ka ngaurang anu percanten.
Those of us that will believe the word of God.
Urang hoyong percanten kana dawuhan Allah.
Today we're going to believe.
Dinten ieu urang percanten.
We're going to find out what the word of God says.
Urang bakal naliti nu dicarioskeun dawuhan Allah.
And we're going to believe the word of God.
Urang bakal percanten ka dawuhan Allah.
Faith is going to come.
Imam bakal sumping.
And the resurrection power of Jesus is going to be manifested through our lives.
Jeung ngagugahkeun kawasa Yesus bakal ngawujudkeun ngalangkungan hirup urang.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
In Luke chapter 4 verse 18.
Dina Lukas pasal 4 ayat 18.
We see Jesus as he begins his earthly ministry.
Urang ningali Yesus waktos anjeunna ngawitan pelayananna.
We see Jesus as he came to this earth as a man.
Urang ningali Yesus waktos anjeunna turun ka bumi janten marupa manusia.
Temporarily laying aside all of his rights and privileges as God.
Tanggung sementara nyingkahan hak-hakna jeung kahormatanna selaku Allah.
And he came to this earth in the form and the fashion of a man.
Anjeunna turun ka bumi dina wujud jalmi.
No miracles for the first 30 years of his life.
Daya mujizat salami 30 taun tina kahirupanna.
But then one day he was baptized in the River Jordan.
Tina hiji dinten anjeunna dibaptis di Walungan Yordan.
And the Spirit of of the Lord came upon him in power.
Jeung Roh Gusti turun ka anjeunna dina kawasa.
And there was a change that took place.
Aya hiji perubahan.
Immediately miracles began to happen.
Geus kitu mujizat-mujizat mimiti kajadian.
Everywhere that Jesus went.
Ka mana wae Yesus angkat.
And here in Luke 4:18 as he began his earthly ministry.
Dia dina Lukas 4:18 waktu anjeunna mimiti pelayanan di bumi.
Quoting from the book of Isaiah, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me."
Mimiti tina kitab Yesaya anjeunna nyarioskeun Roh Gusti aya di anjeunna.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Roh Gusti aya di anjeunna.
Because he has anointed me to preach.
Sabantenna ngurapan kami keur nepikeun berita saya.
To preach the gospel to the poor.
Kajalmi-jalmi miskin.
He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted.
Kanjeunna parantos ngutus kuring.
To preach deliverance to the captives.
Kanggo ngadugikeun kabebasan ka jalmi-jalmi tahanan.
The recovering of sight to the blind.
Jeung ngabuntakeun jalmi-jalmi lolong.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, puji Gusti.
And to set at liberty those who are oppressed.
Kanggo ngabebaskeun jalmi-jalmi nu ditindas.
And the Spirit of the Lord is upon me today.
Jeung Roh Kudus aya di kuring poe ieu.
And the Spirit of the Lord is going to come upon you today in power.
Roh Gusti bakal turun ka saderek dinten ieu.
And like Jesus, we're going to be changed into different people.
Seperti Yesus, orang bakal dirobi jadi jalmi anu beda.
We're going to prophesy.
Orang bakal bernubuat.
We're going to operate in all the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Orang bakal barangdamel sadaya karunia Roh Suci.
We're going to experience the supernatural power of God flowing through our lives.
Orang bakal mimiti ngalaman ngucur kawasa supra alami Allah ngalangkungan hirup orang.
And we're going to be changed into different people.
Orang bakal diubah jadi jalmi anu beda.
In Romans chapter 8 verse 11.
Dina Roma pasal 8 ayat 11.
It says that's here in Romans 8:11 it says but if the spirit of him
Roma pasal 8 ayat 11 dicaroskeun upama
who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you.
Anu geus ngahirupkeun Yesus Kristus tinu maraos tea ngancik dina hirup aranjeun.
He who raised Christ from the dead
kulantaran kitu anjeunna geus ngahirupkeun Kristus Yesus tinu maraos
will also give life to your mortal bodies.
Bari ngahirupkeun dina jasad anjeunna anu sifatna teulana.
Through his spirit who dwells in you.
Rohna anu ngancik di lebet anjeunna.
The spirit of God dwells within me.
Roh Allah ngancik di lebet urang.
As a believer, the spirit of God dwells within you.
Jadi jalmi percaya Roh Allah ngancik di lebet saderek.
You've got the Holy Spirit living within you.
Saderek ngagaduhan Roh Suci anu ngancik di lebet saderek.
And in Luke 24 verse 49.
Jeung dina Lukas 24 ayat 48.
He says that we are going to be clothed with power from on high.
Anjeunna nyaritakeun yen urang baris dipangdudeulkeun ku kawasana ti manggung.
When we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Baptis urang narima baptisan Roh Kudus.
We get a new suit of clothes.
Urang king jubah anyar.
We're clothed with power from on high.
Urang dipakekeun kawasa ti manggung.
You notice when I move, my clothes move with me.
Sadayak parasoskeun yen waktos kuring bergerak, jubah kuring oge bergerak.
Aren't you glad?
Nah, sadayak teu resep.
You see, my clothes move right with me.
Sadayak ningal jubah bergerak jeung kuring.
When I am clothed with power from on high.
Waktos kuring dipakean kawasa ti manggung.
When I move, the Holy Spirit's power moves with me.
Waktos kuring gerak kawasa suci, oge gerak sang kuring.
When I reach my hand out to lay my hands on the sick.
Waktos kuring numpangkeun panangan, numpangkeun jalma udur.
That power from on high just moves right out there with me.
Kawasa ti panggung oge gerak sang kuring.
I live and move in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Kuring hirup jeung gerak dina kawasa suci.
Joel prophesied.
Nabi Yoel bernubuat.
In Joel chapter 2 beginning in verse 28.
Dina kitab Joel dina mimiti ayat 28.
Joel 2:28 and 29.
Joel 2:28 jeung 29.
He said and it shall come to pass.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun salajengna poe eta bakal kajadian.
Afterward I will pour out my spirit on all flesh.
Yen kuring baris ngucurkeun Roh kuring sakabeh jalma.
All flesh.
Sakabeh jalma.
That's flesh of every religious background.
Jalmi tina unggal latar tukang agama.
Of every color, race or religion.
Warna kulit atawa ras atawa agama.
Of every denomination.
Unggal denominasi.
The word of God spoke through the prophet Joel.
Dewan Gusti nyarios ngalangkungan Nabi Yoel.
And said, I am going to pour out my spirit upon all
flesh. Sarta nyarita kami baras ngucurkeun roh kami ka sakabeh jalma.
And your sons and your daughters will prophesy.
Kulantaran kitu anak-anak aranjeun laki jeung awewe baris bernubuat.
Prophecy is one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Bernubuat nyaeta hiji tina karunia Roh Kudus.
When the Holy Spirit is poured out upon us,
Sarta Roh Suci dikucurkeun ka urang.
Immediately we step into that realm of the supernatural.
Jelami urang maju ka alam supraalami.
And the gifts of the Holy Spirit begin to flow through us.
Jeung karunia Roh Kudus ngawitan ngocorkeun ngalangkungan urang.
He goes on to say, your old men shall dream dreams.
Anjeunna neraskeun cariosanana yen jalmi aranjeun kolot baris ngimpi.
And your young men shall see visions.
Taruna-taruna aranjeun baris kenging penglihatan.
I'm glad I'm still seeing visions.
Kuring bunga masih meunang penglihatan.
Hallelujah.
Di Gusti.
Because I'm a young man.
Sabab kuring saurang taruna.
And also on my men servants and my maid servants.
Ogi ka hamba-hamba aranjeun lalaki jeung awewe.
I will pour out my spirit in those days.
Baris dikucurkeun roh kuring dina poe-poe ieu.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Jesus is pouring out his spirit
Yesus
today.
Yesus ngucurkeun rohna dinten ieu.
The Father is pouring out the spirit of God today on the earth.
Bapa ngucurkeun roh Allah dinten ieu di dunya.
And in Luke 24:49 he says you shall be clothed or endued with power from on high.
Dina Lukas 24 ayat 49 anjeunna nyarios nepi ka mangsana maraneh meunang pangdeudeul di manggung.
That comes through the precious baptism with the Holy Spirit.
Ieu dikengingkeun ngalangkungan baptisan anu berharga sareng Roh Suci.
In Luke chapter 3 verse 16.
Dina Lukas pasal 3 ayat 16.
In the last part of that verse in Luke 3:16.
Di bagian akhir tina ayat Lukas 3 ayat 16.
John said.
Yohanes nyarios.
I indeed baptize you with water.
Kami mah ngabaptis maraneh teh ku cai.
This is John the Baptist speaking.
Nyarios teh Yohanes Pembaptis.
But one mightier than I is coming.
Tapi anjeunna leuwih kawasa batan kami engketang tumping.
Jesus comes upon you.
Disarioskeun waktos anjeunna waktos Yesus sumping ka saderek.
He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Anjeunna mah ngabaptis teh ku Roh Suci jeung seuneu.
He says, this one I'm not even worthy to unloose his shoe latch.
Anjeunna nyarios ka jalmi ieu kami teu wani ngudar tali sarumpahna.
But this one Jesus will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Tapi Yesus baris ngabaptis anjeun ku Roh Suci jeung seuneu.
This is a work of Jesus.
Ieu hiji tugas Yesus.
He is the baptizer.
Anjeunna si babaptis.
Jesus is here to baptize you today with the Holy Spirit and with fire.
Yesus di dieu ngabaptis saderek dinten ieu ku Roh Suci sareng seuneu.
In Acts chapter 1 verse 5.
Dina Kisah Para Rasul hiji ayat 5.
Acts 1:5.
Kisah Rasul hiji ayat 5.
Jesus exclaimed.
Yesus ngandika.
You shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Tapi maraneh mah sakeudeung deui oge bakal dibaptis ku Roh Suci.
So here at the end of earth of Jesus earthly ministry.
Jadi ieu akhir pelayanan Yesus di bumi.
Before he ascended back to his Father.
Lantaran anjeunna kaangkat deui ku Bapana.
He said, you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.
Anjeunna nyarios tilami deui saderek baris dibaptis ku Roh Suci.
And then in verse 8 of Acts chapter 1.
Jadi seterusnya dina ayat 8 Kisah Rasul pasal 1.
Jesus said.
Yesus nyarios.
You shall receive power.
Tapi maraneh baris narima kawasa.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Lamun Roh Suci turun ka maraneh.
And I say to you today.
Nyarita ka saderek poe ieu.
You shall receive power.
Baris narima kawasa.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Roh Suci turun ka saderek.
When the Holy Spirit comes upon you.
Roh Suci turun ka saderek.
You're going to receive power.
Saderek baris narima kawasa.
And you're going to be changed into a different person.
Jeung saderek dirobah jadi jalmi nu beda.
I tell you Jesus.
Kuring ngabejaan Yesus nyarios kieu.
You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon
you. Aranjeun baris narima kawasa upami Roh Suci turun ka aranjeun.
And you shall be my witnesses.
Jeung aranjeun baris jadi saksi.
In Jerusalem.
Di Yerusalem.
In all Judea.
Di sakabeh Yudea.
In Samaria.
Jeung Samaria.
And to the uttermost part of the earth.
Jeung nepi ka tungtung dunya.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Kawasa Roh Suci.
is the power to be a witness for Jesus.
Nyata kawasa kanggo jadi saksi kerja Yesus.
It is the power to do the works of Jesus.
Ia kawasa kerja lakukan pada melan Yesus.
And in Acts chapter 2,
yang dina Kisah Rasul pasal 2,
we find that it all began on the day of Pentecost.
Kurang terang yang ayat asalnya dimimitian dina dinten Pentakosta.
In Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4,
dina Kisah Rasul pasal 2 ayat 1 dugi ka 4,
Jesus had ascended back to his Father.
Yesus parantos ngangkat deui ka Bapana.
His believers were assembled praying in that upper room.
Jalmi nu percaya ka anjeunna ngariung ngadua di luhur.
And it says here in Acts chapter 2 verse 1.
Jeung dicarioskeun dina Kisah Rasul 2 ayat 1.
When the day of Pentecost had fully come.
Patos dinten Pentakosta.
They were all with one accord in one place.
Sadaya jalmi karumpul di hiji tempat.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven.
Ngadadak aya hiji suara anu turun ti langit.
As of a rushing mighty wind.
Dapertos tiupan angin gede.
And it filled the whole house where they were sitting.
Numinuhan sadaya bumi di mana maranehna caralik.
And there appeared unto them.
Jeung tampaklah ka aranjeuna.
Divided tongues as a fire.
Teteleta sapertos seuneu anu haliber.
And it sat upon each one of them.
Nganti ka aranjeuna masing-masing.
And something happened.
Yang aya kajadian.
They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeuna dipenuhan ku Roh Suci.
There was a filling with the Holy Spirit that took place.
Aya hiji kapinuhan ku Roh Suci di ditu.
And when they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
Jeung waktos aranjeuna dipenuhan ku Roh Suci.
Something powerful happened.
Aya hiji kajadian nu hebat.
They began to speak with other tongues.
Aranjeuna mimiti nyarios dina basa-basa sajen.
They began to speak in a language they had never learned.
Aranjeuna mimiti nyarios dina bahasa lain.
As the Holy Spirit gave them the utterance.
Sementara Roh Suci masihan kata-kata eta.
Something a miracle took place in their mouths.
Hiji mujizat terjadi dina bibir aranjeuna.
They began to speak in other tongues.
Aranjeuna mah mimiti nyarios dina basa sanes.
They stepped into the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeuna ngalebetan karunia Roh Suci.
And Peter was explaining this in his sermon there on that day of Pentecost.
Jeung Petrus keur ngajelaskeun ieu dina khotbahna dina dinten Pentakosta.
It says in Acts 2:38.
Dicarioskeun dina Kisah Rasul 2 ayat 38.
Peter said, "You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Petrus nyarios, "Marane baris narima karunia Roh Suci."
"You shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit."
Aranjeun baris narima karunia Roh Suci.
It is a gift.
Ieu hiji karunia.
Don't have to work for it.
Kudu digawe.
Don't have to beg for it.
Kudu nyuhunkeun.
Don't have to tarry and wait for it.
Urang teu perlu lami-lami nungguan.
They were to tarry until the day of Pentecost was fully come.
Aranjeun nungguan lami dugi ka dinten Pentakosta.
I've got good news for you.
Kuring ngagaduhan warta alus keur
rasa dere. The day of Pentecost has come.
Dinten Pentakosta geus sumping.
And all we have to do today is receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Jeung nu perlu ku urang dilakukeun ngan narima Roh Suci.
And Jesus is here today to baptize you with the Holy Spirit.
Jeung Yesus aya di dieu dinten ieu kang ngabaptis saderek ku Roh Suci.
Hallelujah.
Gusti.
In Acts chapter 8, beginning in verse 14.
Dina Kisah Para Rasul pasal 8, dina ayat 14.
We find the Samaritans receiving this gift.
Urang nemukeun jalmi Samaria nampi karunia ieu.
Acts 8, beginning in verse 14.
Kisah Para Rasul 8, mimiti ayat 14.
Now when the apostles who were in Jerusalem heard that Samaria had received the word of God.
Waktu rasul-rasul di Yerusalem ngadangu yen tanah Samaria tos nampi firman Gusti.
They sent Peter and John to them.
Aranjeuna ngutus Petrus jeung Yohanes ka ditu.
Who when they had come down prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Spirit.
Kasumpingna di ditu kadua rasul teu ngadua supaya jalmi Samaria kenging Roh Suci.
For as yet he had fallen upon none of them.
Lantaran Roh Suci acan turun ka saurang oge.
They had only been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Lantaran aranjeuna ngan dibaptis dina lebet nami Gusti Yesus.
Then they laid their hands on them.
Aranjeuna numpangkeun panangan ka aranjeuna.
And they received the Holy Spirit.
Jeung aranjeuna nampi Roh Suci.
All we have to do today is receive the Holy Spirit.
Nu perlu urang dilakukeun ayeuna ngan narima Roh Suci.
It's a gift, a free gift.
Ia pemasihan cuma-cuma.
Just like salvation is a free gift.
Kami sepertos keselamatan pemasihan cuma-cuma.
All we have to do is reach out and receive that precious gift of the Holy Spirit.
Perlu dilakukan nyata ngulurkan panangan nampi pemasihan berharga ti roh suci
by faith. Now, the Gentiles received this gift to the surprise of the Jewish people.
Ayeuna jalmi nu sanes urang Yahudi nampi karunia ieu nu ngagetkeun jalmi Yahudi.
In Acts chapter 10, beginning in verse 44.
Dina Kisah Rasul pasal 10 mimiti ayat 44.
It says in Acts 10:44.
Diserioskeun dina Kisah 10 ayat 44.
When Paul had gone to Caesarea.
Tos Paulus tos angkat ka Kaisarea.
I'm sorry, as Peter had gone to Caesarea.
Nah, waktu Petrus tos angkat
and
ka
he was
Caesarea.
Speaking to those Gentiles in the house of Cornelius.
Dengan jena kerenyeros ka urang non-Yahudi di bumi ka Cornelius.
And it says, while Peter was still speaking these words,
waktu Petrus keur sasauran kitu,
the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word.
Turun roh suci ka sadaya jalmi anu ngagalangukeun warta eta.
And those of the circumcision who believe were astonished.
Dan jami anu percaya tina golongan bersunat.
As many who came with Peter.
Nyarengan Petrus aralohok.
Because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles.
Lantaran ningal yen roh suci dikucurkeun ka bangsa-bangsa sanes oge.
How did they know that the Holy Spirit had been poured out upon the Gentiles?
Kumaharan jin terang yen roh suci tos dikucurkeun ka bangsa-bangsa sanes.
Because they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
Lantaran aranjeunna ngadangu jalmi nyarios dina basa roh jeung ngamulyakeun Allah.
The evidence of having received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Bukti tina nampi baptisan dina Roh Kudus.
Was the same evidence that they received on the day of Pentecost.
Buktos nu sami waktos aranjeunna nampi roh suci dina Pentakosta.
They heard them speaking in other tongues.
Aranjeunna ngadangu jalmi nyarios dina basa roh.
And when they spoke with other tongues, they were magnifying God.
Waktos aranjeunna nyarios dina basa roh, aranjeunna ngamulyakeun Allah.
Hallelujah. And then in Ephesians, in the city of Ephesus.
Sataraskan dina Efesus, di kota Efesus.
In Acts chapter 19.
Dina Kisah Rasul pasal 18.
When Paul came to Ephesus.
Waktu Paulus sumping ke Efesus.
In verse 2.
Dina ayat 2.
Acts chapter 19 verse 2.
Kisah Rasul pasal 18 ayat 2.
Paul asked a question.
Paulus ngajukeun hiji patarosan.
And he said to them, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?
Daurna, nah marane tos nampi roh suci waktos aranjeun percaya.
Did you receive the Holy Spirit?
Nah saderek tos nampi roh suci.
When they said to him, why, we've not so much as heard that there is a Holy Spirit.
Tapi aranjeunna ngawaler teu acan, malah teu acan ngadangu aya roh suci.
They hadn't heard about the Holy Spirit.
Aranjeunna teu acan pernah ngadangu ngeunaan roh suci.
But when they heard these words.
Tapi waktos aranjeunna ngadangu carios ieu aya kajadian.
And he said to them,
anjeuna nyarioska anjeuna.
Then what were you baptized?
Namun kitu ku baptisan mana anjeun dibaptis.
Oh, they said into John's baptism.
Oh, aranjeuna nyarios ku baptisan Yohanes.
Then Paul said,
taur Paulus.
Well, John indeed baptized with a baptism of repentance.
Baptisan Yohanes nyaeta baptisan jalmi nu tos tobat.
Saying to the people that they should believe on him that would come after him.
Jeung anjeuna nyarios ka jalma rea. Kudu percaya ka anjeunna nu bakal sumping.
That is upon Christ Jesus.
Nyaeta Yesus Kristus.
And when they heard this,
waktu saranjeunna ngadangu hal eta,
they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Saranjeunna masrakeun diri dibaptis di lebet nami Gusti.
So he baptized them in water in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Jadi anjeunna ngabaptis saranjeun dina cai di lebet nami Gusti Yesus.
And when Paul laid his hands on them,
jeung waktu Paulus numpangkeun panangan ka aranjeunna, turun roh suci ka aranjeunna.
And they spoke with tongues.
Jeung ngawitan aranjeunna nyarios dina basa roh.
And prophesied.
Jeung bernubuat.
When they received the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Waktos aranjeunna nampi kurnia roh suci.
They stepped to the doorway into the realm of the supernatural.
Aranjeunna ngalangkungan panto ka alam supra alami.
And immediately the gifts of the Holy Spirit began to operate in their lives.
Jeung teu lami kurnia-kurnia roh suci mimiti beroperasi dina hirup aranjeun.
And they spoke with other tongues. and prophesy.
Jeung aranjeun nyarios dina basa roh jeung bernubuat.
In Luke chapter 11.
Dina Lukas pasal 11.
Beginning in verse 11.
Dimimiti ayat 11.
Luke 11:11-13.
Lukas 11 ayat 11 dugi ka 13.
Luke wrote these words.
Lukas nyerat cariosan ieu.
Actually, Jesus spoke these words.
Dalaresna Yesus anu nyarioskeun hal eta.
He said, if a son asks for bread from any father among you,
anjeunna nyarios bapa nu mana di antara anjeun lamun anakna menta roti,
will he give him a stone?
Baris masihan batu.
Or if he asks for a fish,
atawa lamun menta lauk,
will he give him a serpent instead of a fish?
Baris mere orai gaganti lauk.
Or if he asks for an egg,
atawa lamun ayeuna menta nauk,
will he give him a scorpion?
Baris masihan kalajengking.
Of course not. But if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children,
jadi lamun anjeun nu jahat nyahom keneh mere nu matak mangpaat ka anak,
how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask for him?
Geus komo ramamarane di surga suhunkeun roh suci tangtu dipaparinteun.
Our heavenly Father is waiting to give you a gift.
Rama urang di surga ngantosan waktosna kanggo masihan saderek hiji
kudunya. How many of you know that when God gives us a gift, it's a gift?
Sabaraha di antara saderek anu terang waktos Allah masihan karunia eta pamasihan
mahal. And our heavenly Father is here today as we're watching this video tape. And he wants to give you the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Bapa urang di surga aya di dieu waktos urang keur nyaksikeun video ieu. Anjeunna hoyong masihan sadere karunia roh suci.
And he says all we have to do is just ask him.
Anjeunna nyarioskeun kudu ku urang dilakukeun nganuhunkeun ngan nganuhunkeun ka anjeunna.
And we find every time that they receive the Holy Spirit,
yeung unggal-unggal urang nampi yen aranjeunna nampi roh suci,
they begin to speak in other tongues.
Anjeunna mimiti nyarios dina basa roh.
When Jesus was giving the great commission in Mark chapter 16.
Waktos Yesus masihan amanat agung dina Markus pasal 16.
He said we're to go into all the world and preach the gospel.
Anjeunna nyarios supaya urang mios ka sakulia dunya jeung ngawartakeun Injil ka sagala makhluk.
And he said and these signs will follow those that believe.
Yang tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan jalmi-jalmi percaya.
He said, in my name you will cast out
devils. Anjeunna nyarios aranjeunna baris ngusir setan-setan demi ngaran kami.
And you will speak with new tongues.
Aranjeunna baris nyarios dina basa anu anyar kangge aranjeun.
Jesus said that. Jesus said this is a sign that would follow all that believe.
Yesus nyarios tanda-tanda ieu baris nyarengan jalma anu percaya.
Paul speaking in tongues in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1.
Paulus nyebatkeun ngeunaan basa-basa dina Korintus 13 ayat 1.
1 Corinthians 13:1 he calls it speaking in the tongues of angels.
1 Korintus 13 ayat 1 anjeunna nyebutkeun nyarios ku basa malaikat.
This is the language the angels speak in heaven.
Ieu teh bahasa nu dianggo ku malaikat-malaikat di surga.
It's a heavenly language.
Ieu teh hiji bahasa surgawi.
That we speak supernaturally by the power of God.
Nu dianggo ku urang secara supraalami di kawasan Allah.
You know there's times when I'm praying in my own language.
Kadarek terang aya waktos di mana kuring ngadoa ku bahasa kuring sorangan.
Or I'm praising God in my own language.
Atawa kuring muji Allah dina bahasa kuring nyalira.
My language is so
yang bahasa kuring teh terbatas pisan.
God I praise.
Gusti abdi muji anjeun.
God I thank you.
Gusti abdi muji syukur. Gusti anjeun sakitu bageurna.
God you're so wonderful.
Gusti anjeun luar biasa.
God, you're so powerful.
Gusti anjeun nu maha kawasa.
God, you're so majestic.
Gusti anjeun nu sakitu mulyana.
God, you're so good.
Gusti anjeun nu sakitu bageurna.
Pretty soon I run out of words.
Kuring kalengitan caritaan.
Oh, but then I can shift into my heavenly language.
Tapi oh, akhirna kuring bisa ngaganti ku bahasa surgawi kuring.
And begin to speak in praise unto God in my language of the angels.
Jeung mimiti nyarita jeung muji Allah dina bahasa para malaikat.
The angels praise God round about the throne day and night.
Para malaikat maruji Allah sabudureun tahta siang kalawan wengi.
And never run out of words.
Jeung teu pernah kalengitan kata-kata.
For which to praise him.
Kanggo muji anjeunna.
Ikarabahasandarabahanda idarasatikindi orabahanerkicanda letikandarabasandai. I can just praise him and praise him and praise him in the language of angels.
Kuring bisa muji mantena, jeung muji mantena dina bahasa para malaikat.
But in 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 14.
Tapi dina 1 Korintus pasal 14 ayat 14.
If I pray in a tongue that is in the supernatural language.
Sabab mun kuring ngadoa, sim kuring ngadoa ku basa roh.
My spirit
roate ngan roh sim kuring sarangan.
My understanding is unfruitful.
Pikiran mah teu milu ngadoa.
That language that I just spoke supernaturally by the Holy Spirit.
Bahasa eta anu digunakeun secara supraalami ku Roh Kudus.
Came supernaturally as the Holy Spirit was praising God through my spirit, through my voice organs directly to the Father.
Tumping secara supraalami waktu Roh Suci muji Allah nganggo roh abdi sarta sora abdi langsung karama.
A miracle was taking place in my mouth.
Hiji mujizat aya di lebet ban abdi.
But my understanding, Paul said, was unfruitful.
Tapi pikiran abdi mah teu ngadoa, saur Paulus.
These words did not originate with thoughts in my mind.
Terusan ieu asalna sanesina pikiran, pikiran dina hate kuring.
They came supernaturally as the Holy Spirit spoke through my spirit, and it came out of my voice as a miracle.
Aranjeunna sumping secara supraalami, waktu Roh Suci nyarios nganggo roh abdi, sarta kaluar sora abdi margi hiji mujizat.
Beginning in verse 26.
Dina Roma pasal 8 mimiti ayat 26.
Likewise, here in Romans 8, 26 and 27.
Dina Roma 8 ayat 26 jeung 27.
Likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weaknesses.
Roh ngabantu urang dina kalemahan urang.
For we do not know what we should pray as we ought.
Urang teu terang kudu kumaha ngadoa.
Have you ever been praying about something in your natural language and just didn't know how to pray?
Pernah saderek ngadoa hiji hal dina basa ibu jeung teu terang kumaha ngadoa?
Well, I've got good news for you. When the Holy Spirit supernaturally prays.
Nah, aya warta alus kanggo saderek waktos Roh Suci secara supraalami nanda.
This wonderful gift of speaking in other tongues.
Nalangkungan kurnia bahasa roh anu luar biasa.
The Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings that cannot be uttered.
Roh sorangan ngadoa kanggo urang ka Allah, hal unek-unek urang anu teu kadaluarsa.
The Holy Spirit is speaking and praying through us.
Roh Suci nyarios jeung ngadoa ngalangkungan urang.
Now he who searches the heart knows the mind of the Spirit is.
Jeung Allah anu nalungtik ati sanubari terang maksad roh eta.
Because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God.
Nyaeta yen anjeunna saluyu jeung pangersa Allah nanada nganggo jalmi-jalmi suci.
When I pray in the Spirit,
waktu sim kuring ngadoa dina roh,
my mind is unfruitful.
Pikiran sim kuring teu ngiring ngadoa.
But I am praying supernaturally according to the will of God for the saints.
Tapi kuring ngadoa secara supraalami kalayan pangersa Allah keur jalmi-jalmi suci.
When I pray in the Spirit,
waktu urang nanada dina roh,
it's not limited to my lack of understanding.
Jadi batasan ku tiasa abdi.
But it always comes supernaturally, and I'm praying with the power of the Holy Spirit.
Nan eta teh sumping secara supraalami jeung abdi nanada ku tawasa Roh Suci kalayan pangersa Allah.
And powerful things happen when we pray in the Spirit.
Jeung hal-hal luar biasa kajadian waktu simkuring nanada dina roh.
And in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 17 and 18.
Dina Efesus pasal 6 ayat 17 jeung 18.
Ephesians 6, 17 and 18.
Efesus 6 ayat 17 dan 18.
Paul wrote to the Ephesians.
Paulus menulis ka jemaat Efesus.
That we are to take the helmet of salvation.
Dan urang nampi topi kasalametan.
Which is the sword of the Spirit.
Jeung pedang roh.
And which is the word of
nyata
God.
Dawuhan Gusti.
The sword, we're to take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
Urang kudu nyadak pedang roh nyaeta dawuhan Allah.
Praying always with all prayers and supplications in the Spirit.
Dina sagala doa jeung panuhun.
We're to take the word of God and begin to pray in our new heavenly language.
Urang kudu nyandak dawuhan Allah jeung nanada unggal waktos dina roh.
Being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints.
Sing-sing iatna dina doa anjeun kunuhun
We're to take the word of God and begin to pray powerfully in the Spirit of God.
Kurang nyandak dawuhan Gusti jeung mimiti ngadua ku kawasa Roh Allah.
Now, I used to think before I received the baptism in the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna abdi mikir deui sateuacarna nampi baptisan Roh Suci.
That if I was to ever receive this gift,
yen lamun kuring pernah nampi karunia ieu,
maybe I would be in the shower.
Meureun sim kuring keur mandi.
And all of a sudden, I'd be standing there with my mouth shut. And all of a sudden, a funny sound would come out of the back of my head. And I'd hear some noise coming out of the back
kuring
of my
baris
head.
Ngadangu, suara lucu keluar di bagian tukang sirah kuring.
But I want you to look at Acts chapter 2, verse 4.
Tapi kuring hoyong saderek ningal kisah Rasul 2, ayat nuka opat.
Acts 2, 4.
Kisah Rasul 2, ayat nuka opat.
On the day of Pentecost.
Dina dinten Pentakosta.
It says, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit.
Disarioskeun yeun aranjeunna dipinuan ku Roh Suci.
And they begin to speak.
Aranjeunna mimiti nyarios.
They begin to speak.
Aranjeunna mimiti nyarios.
With other tongues.
Ku basa roh.
As the Spirit
enabled
them. Is the Spirit gave them the supernatural utterance to do so. You know you can't speak with your mouth shut. You have to open your mouth to speak. They begin to speak. The Holy Spirit gave the utterance.
Roh Suci masihkeun ucapan.
They begin to speak.
Aranjeun mimiti nyarios.
The Holy Spirit enabled them.
Roh Suci nguatkeun aranjeun.
There's two parts here.
Aya dua bagian di dieu.
There's man's part.
Kahiji bagian manusia.
And there's God's part.
Nuliana bagian Allah.
There's man's part was to open their big mouths.
Bagian manusia mah muka baham-bahamna.
And begin to speak right out loud.
Yang mimiti nyarios tarik.
And God's part was to enable them or give them the supernatural utterance
bagian
to speak.
Bagian Allah nguatkeun aranjeunna atawa masihan aranjeunna cariosan supraalami keur diucapkeun.
You say, Brother Gil, what will I speak?
Kaderek nyarios, naon anu bade diucapkeun?
I don't know how to speak in other tongues.
Kuring diterang kumaha nyarita dina basa roh.
Get ready for your miracle.
Siap-siap ae kanggo mujizat saderek.
You see, you can't speak two languages at
saderek
one time.
Saderek tingali, teu tiasa nyarios dua basa.
So you can't speak in your language. And the new heavenly language that you're going to receive at the same
bahasa
time.
Surgawi anu anyar, nu baris katarima dina waktos musami.
Oh, Brother Gil, what will I speak?
Oh, saderek Gil, naon nu baris diucapkeun ku kuring.
All languages of the world are made up of sounds.
Sadaya bahasa di dunya diciptakeun dina bentuk sora.
Sounds put together make words.
Sora-sora nu dihijikeun ngabentuk kata-kata.
Words put together make sentences.
Kata-kata nu dihijikeun ngabentuk kalimat-kalimat.
And sentences put together make paragraphs and
languages. Jeung kalimat-kalimat ngabentuk alinea jeung bahasa.
So if you can't speak your natural language, but you have to begin to speak like they did on the day of Pentecost, you have to open your mouth and just begin to make some sounds. They begin to speak. And when we do our part, God will always do His part.
Allah baris ngadamel bagianna.
When we open our mouths and begin to make some sounds,
urang muka baham mimiti ngaluarkeun sakedik sora.
Then the Holy Spirit will do His part.
Geus kitu Roh Suci baru ngadamel bagianna.
A miracle will take place in our mouth.
Hiji mujizat terjadi dina baham urang.
And we'll begin to speak right out loud.
Jeung urang mimiti nyarios tarik.
As we begin to speak and to make some sounds, all of a sudden a miracle is going to take place in my mouth. Let me show you what I mean. I open my mouth and I begin to speak. La.
La.
Ye.
Ye.
Ta.
Da.
Me speaking.
Kuring nyarita.
But watch what
tapi
happens.
Tapi
Laketi rasandarobosikan darabahasaya. Oh, rititi karasandarabahanda. Oh, ritikandrasiti andamataya. Oh, rasandarabahaya. Could you tell when the Holy Spirit began to give me the utterance?
Nah, saderek tiasa nyarioskeun iraha Roh Suci masihan kuring ucapan.
But that miracle did not take place in my mouth until I began to speak.
Tapi mujizat eta teu kajadian dugi ka sim kuring mimiti nyarita.
Today we're going to ask and Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
Dan ieu urang nganuhunkeun ka Yesus ngabaptis dina Roh Suci.
And I'm going to ask those of you here that are in our audience today. Dina
kuring rek naros ka saderek nu aya di dieu.
That would like to receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
Anu hoyong nampi baptisan Roh Suci.
To come and stand with us right now.
Maju sareng ngadeg ayeuna.
And those of you watching.
Jeung aranjeun nu keur nyaksikeun.
On this video tape.
Asa video ieu.
I'm going to ask you to join your voices with those that come right
kuring
now.
Nganuhunkeun saderek ngiring nyarios sareng anjeuna nu maju ka paranjeun.
Perhaps you too, like these, would like to move to the front of the auditorium or the room where you're sitting.
Mungkin saderek oge hoyong maju ka payun di mana saderek keur calik.
And come and pray this prayer with us right now.
Maju ka payun jeung ngadua sasarengan ayeuna oge.
Because we're going to ask Jesus to baptize us in the Holy Spirit.
Urang bari nganuhunkeun ka Yesus kanggo ngabaptis urang ku Roh Suci.
And a miracle is going to take place in your mouth.
Mujizat bakal kajadian di baham saderek.
You shall receive the power of the Holy Spirit.
Saderek baris nampi kawasa Roh Suci.
And as Samuel said,
sapertos nu dicarioskeun Samuel.
The Holy Spirit will come upon you in power.
Roh Suci baris turun ka saderek dina kawasa. Baris bernubuat.
You'll speak with new tongues.
Baris nyarios dina basa
roh. And you will be changed into a different person.
Baris dirobi jadi jalmi nu beda.
Those of you here today,
saderek nu aya-aya di dieu.
And those of you watching by videotape or television,
video
I want you to join in this prayer together right now. Jesus is here to baptize you in the Holy Spirit.
Yesus aya di dieu kanggo ngabaptis saderek dina Roh Suci.
The Heavenly Father has a gift for you right now.
Di sorga ngagaduhan karunia kangge saderek ayeuna.
I want us just to all raise our hands unto the
Father. Kuring hoyong urang ngangkat panangan kanggo rama ayeuna.
Raise our hands to Jesus right now.
Angkat panangan ka Yesus ayeuna pisan.
He's here to baptize you in the power of the Holy Spirit.
Ayeuna aya di dieu kanggo ngabaptis ku kawasa Roh Suci.
And I want all of you right now.
Jeung kuring hoyong ayeuna sadayana.
Just to repeat after me.
Kangge ngulang saparantos kuring.
And repeat after those that are translating today.
Jeung ngulang saparantos aranjeuna nu nerjemahkeun.
Right out loud.
Ku sora nu tari.
Right out loud.
Ku sora nu tari.
Say, dear Heavenly Father.
Darioskeun ya Rama nu di sarga.
I thank you for the gift of salvation.
Abdi ngucap syukur kanggo anugerah kasalametan.
But Father.
Tapi Rama.
I want every gift you have for me.
Abdi hoyong satiap karunia nu disadiakeun ku Gusti keur abdi.
I want your gift of the Holy Spirit.
Abdi hoyong karunia Roh Suci.
I need this power in my life.
Abdi ngabutuhkeun kawasa ieu dina hirup abdi.
Jesus.
Yesus.
I ask you to baptize me in the Holy Spirit.
Abdi nganuhunkeun anjeun ngabaptis abdi dina Roh Suci.
I receive this gift by faith.
Abdi nampi karunia ieu ku iman.
Right now, Father.
Ayeuna pisan, ya Rama.
I raise my hands in praise to you.
Abdi ngangkat panangan kangge muji anjeun.
I open my mouth wide and begin to praise you.
Abdi muka baham kanggo ngamimiti muji anjeun.
But not in any language that I know.
Tapi teu dina basa mana wae anu abdi teu terang.
Just like on the day of Pentecost.
Sami sapertos poe Pantakosta.
I am going to begin to speak.
Uring mimiti nyarita.
And as I do.
Jeung sawatara kuring nyarita.
I thank you, Father.
Kuring ngucap syukur ka anjeun Rama.
That the Holy Spirit is going to give me the ability to speak in a new language.
Yen Roh Suci keur masihan kuring kamampuan kangge nyarios dina hiji basa anu anyar.
Father, I thank you for baptizing each one right
Sama
now.
Kuring ngucap syukur ka anjin margi ngabaptis unggal jalmi ayeuna.
In the Holy Spirit of God.
Dina Roh Suci Allah.
Receive ye the Holy Spirit.
Tarima Roh Suci.
Receive ye the Holy Spirit.
Tarima Roh Suci.
Receive ye the Holy Spirit right now.
Tarima Roh Suci ayeuna pisan.
Just receive the Holy Spirit.
Tarima wae Roh Suci.
Now open your mouth and begin to praise him in a new language.
Ayeuna baham jeung ngamimitian muji anjeunna dina basa
anjeunna. Didarasandarabakandare didikandarabasandariando. Every one of you begin to speak right out loud. Begin to speak right out loud.
Setiap jalmi mimiti nyarios ku sora nu tarik.
In the Holy Spirit.
Dina Roh Suci.
Larabakan sendiri darabasandarakianda. Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, puji Gusti Yesus.
We're having another day of Pentecost.
Urang ngalaman Pentakosta deui.
We're having another day of Pentecost.
Urang ngalaman Pentakosta deui.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
May everyone listen to me.
Ayeuna setiap jalmi ngadangukeun kuring.
Everyone listen to me.
Unggal jalmi ngadangukeun urang.
You just received the precious gift of the Holy Spirit.
Saderek nembe bae nampi karunia Roh Suci nu berharga.
And just like on the day of Pentecost,
jeung sami sapros Pentakosta,
they all begin to speak with other tongues.
Aranjeun mimiti nyaraos dina basa roh.
As the Holy Spirit gave them the utterance.
Baptos Roh Suci masihan aranjeun
ucapan. It's a language of praise unto God.
Ieu mah bahasa pujian ka Allah.
But it's also a language of prayer.
Tapi ieu oge bahasa doa.
In 1 Corinthians 14 verse 15.
Dina hiji Korintus 14 ayat 15.
1 Corinthians 14:15.
Hiji Korintus 14 ayat 15.
What is the result then?
Kudu kumaha atuh?
I will pray with the spirit.
Kuduna sim kuring ngadoa teh jeung roh.
I will pray also with the understanding.
Jeung roh ongko jeung pikiran ongko.
When we pray in the spirit.
Baktos urang ngadoa dina roh.
Our understanding is no longer unfruitful.
Pikiran kuring teu ngiring ngadoa.
We can pray with our understanding.
Urang tiasa ngadoa ku akal budi.
Because our understanding will be enlightened.
Lantaran pikiran urang dicerahkeun.
And then he said, I will also sing in the spirit.
Lajeng anjeunna nyarios kuring baris nyanyi ku roh.
And I will sing with my understanding.
Jeung baris nyanyi oge ku pikiran.
When we sing in the spirit.
Baktos urang nyanyi dina roh.
The angels are singing right along with
us. Malaikat-malaikat nyanyi sareng urang.
Let's raise our voices right now.
Hayu ayeuna angkat suara urang.
And just begin to sing.
Jeung mimiti nyanyi dina roh.
Undaramararianu idarabasikalianu idararamasikanaramasanu indaramadaririkiyo sandarariandro siandarabasuriyanda idaramasi undaramararianu indaramararianduru
Kanas endah pisan.
Isn't that beautiful? The angels are singing with us right now.
Malaikat-malaikat nyanyi sareng urang ayeuna pisan.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Now listen to me.
Ayeuna dangukeun kuring.
Now listen to me.
Ayeuna dangukeun kuring.
Listen to me.
Dangukeun kuring.
Your life will never be the same.
Hirup saderek teu pernah sami.
Your life will never be the same.
Hirup saderek teu sami.
The Holy Spirit has just come upon you in power.
Roh Suci nembe bae turun ka saderek ku kawasa.
And you have been changed into a different person.
Jeung saderek tos dirubih jadi jalmi nu beda.
The Holy Spirit has come upon you in power.
Roh Suci turun ka saderek ku kawasa.
And you begin to praise and pray in another language.
Jeung saderek mimiti muji jeung doa dina basa sanes.
You step through the doorway of the Holy Spirit.
Saderek tos ngalengka ngalangkungan panto Roh Suci.
And you've been changed into a different person.
Saderek tos dirubih jadi jalmi nu beda.
God bless you.
Gusti ngaberkahan saderek.
Hallelujah.
Puji Gusti.
Amen.
Amin.
Praise God.